Here in the greater Portland area, there is a thriving community of Catholic young adults, which has experienced incredible growth over the last few years. Joining me this morning is Stephen Shields, the new president of the Young Catholic Professionals Portland chapter. He's here to introduce himself and give us an update on what YCP is up to. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah. Happy to be here.
Well, Stephen, first of all, just for those who might not be aware, can you briefly describe to us what Young Catholic Professionals is?
Sure. Young Catholic Professionals is a Catholic organization for young adults in the Portland area in their 20s and 30s to get together in a variety of different events to figure out how they can work and witness for Christ at their work and deepen their faith and just, you know, form a stronger community of Catholics in the Portland area.
Well said. I'm excited for you to take on this important role of the president here in the Portland chapter. So why don't you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am originally from Austin, Texas. I was a baptized Catholic, but then went through RCIA in 2017. So I am a convert. And since then, it's been a fantastic ride, kind of drinking from the biggest fire hose, I feel like, known to man. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've been in Portland for about a year. I attend St. Francis of Assisi Parish, in the kind of the East Burnside area.
Right.
It's a wonderful church, just kind of like an oasis in the city, a very holy oasis.
Yeah.
I work in social work for an organization called Central City Concern as a case manager, helping people with housing, essentially. Before that, I spent some time in the military. I was a tennis instructor. I played college tennis. I like all sports, like getting out, trail running. But I know that at the heart of my life is my faith. You know, I try to remember that on a daily basis. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be in this position. And I have a feeling that this organization will do more for me than I will do for it.
Well, as you're getting started with this new position, how did you get connected with Young Catholic Professionals in the first place? What drew you to YCP?
So as somebody who moved to Portland about a year ago, I didn't know many people, and I was just looking to get to know the Catholic community better. Yeah, just kind of form a friend network of Catholics. And I think just via maybe it was a flyer or a Google search, I found out about Young Catholic Professionals, and I showed up to my first event and just felt very welcomed. I feel like this organization just did a great job of making me as a new person feel welcome. Not a lot of organizations do a good job of that. It's very easy for people sometimes to show up to a event for the first time and nobody talks to them. They
right.
might feel invisible and then they leave without talking to somebody and then they never come back. But it just really touched me that people in this organization made an effort to include me. And then that's kind of what piqued my interest in potentially applying to be a part of the leadership team.
Wow. That's beautiful to hear you say that, because I do think that Young Catholic Professionals community has really become a welcoming place. And I'm glad that that was something that you experienced for sure. I'm speaking this morning with Stephen Shields. He is the new president of the Portland chapter of Young Catholic Professionals. Stephen, I know that this new role as the YCP president, it's a big job, right? But I've already been impressed with how you're just jumping right into it. Maybe you can share, what are some things that you're excited about for this year with the team, with the events you have, or just other initiatives that you're excited for?
Yeah, I would first say that I got to walk in the Corpus Christi procession that was downtown, which I just think was an incredible event. And I don't know, for me personally, I feel like there's just some Catholic momentum in this town.
Sure.
I feel like there's just a great energy of the Catholic faith. And I'm just excited to, you know, potentially take that and this year into 2026 and, you know, spread the word about Young Catholic Professionals, get more people involved, interested, help people form, you know, stronger connections. That is kind of the theme for me, is just connection. I feel like many people have said we're kind of the most connected yet disconnected society that we've ever been. There's a lot of people who are just very lonely and looking for authentic in-person connection.
Right.
And I think that's definitely going to be my focus. So we have a great team who we're always trying to find creative and innovative ways to bring Catholics together, whether that's our kind of our more typical speaking events and networking happy hours, but also, you know, try to go outside that a little bit to kind of do some things that may excite some people who may not typically want to attend events.
Sure.
And I'll just speak for me. I have an open door policy. I am open to all kinds of ideas. So if anybody has anything they've been thinking about, feel free to reach out. We are just trying to do things that, you know, when people see a flyer or something on the online, they want to come. And particularly people who may have been on the outside mm-hmm. socially in Catholic circles who, you know, are craving a community and want to be part of something special.
That's awesome. I love that focus of how do we connect more people in real connection. Like you said, we're so connected on our phones and online, and but people want they want a community. They want to feel like they belong somewhere. And I think you have a great focus to do that this year for sure.
Just kind of about the remainder of the year, we have a pretty special event coming up in October that it's a joint event with the Seattle Young Catholic Professionals chapter that is going to be a riverboat cruise.
I got my ticket already. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And shout out to Eileen for making that happen. That was her brainchild. And
that's the director, our director of membership.
Correct. Correct. Yes. Amazing asset to the team. And that's on October 4th from 1:30 to 5. Before that, we're going to have a mass at my parish at St. Francis of Assisi.
Wonderful.
And very excited for that. But it's a joint venture with the Seattle chapter. It's going to be amazing. So I would say if you're kind of on the outskirts and you kind of want a fun event mm-hmm. to attend, that would probably be a good first splash into the pool.
Hopefully not into the river.
Not into the river. Yeah. Not into the river. Yes. So that's kind of a big one for the remainder of the year. We have a speaker series with Deacon Brett Edmondson coming in. I'm just going to give a talk on what it's like to be a deacon. I know for me, I don't really know much about that. And
sure.
I think some other people may have some questions about what it entails. What's the process like to be a deacon? What does it look like on a day-to-day basis? You know, what does the studying look like to be able to do it? So, and then, you know, looking ahead to 2026, there's a lot of creativity on our leadership team. And again, we want to do things that excite people and bring in speakers that, you know, are really going to add things to people's lives.
That's awesome. I'm very excited for those coming up here in the fall. And I do know that we always have our Advent retreat at the Mount Angel Abbey. So that's something I think a lot of people look forward to because people from further out than Portland come to that.
Yes. And that'll be my first time attending. And I, you know, and obviously get to, you know, be front and center
and
participate. Yeah, I wanted to dive right in, but yeah, that'll be a special moment. It's incredible when, you know, you can see so many young Catholics in one place mm-hmm. together. I think for me, it just brings a lot of hope for the future. There's just a holiness and a real presence when you just kind of look out and see that.
Absolutely. It reminds you that God is working in our society, in our lives, in our geographical region. Like he's doing things. And I think that's always just a good reminder. Like when we're all together, we really see that in a very tangible way. Stephen, you have a great perspective as someone who discovered Young Catholic Professionals fairly recently. So if there's someone out there who's listening in their 20s or 30s, what would be your encouragement to them about attending one of the upcoming events?
My encouragement would be that you're going to be seen if you attend, not in a way that's going to make you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in different places in our spiritual journeys, and that goes with everybody who attends our events. Some people are maybe coming back to the faith. Some people may be on fire right now for their faith. Some people may be Christian curious, mm-hmm. not even Catholic curious. They may just be checking out Christianity. So,
sure.
And just remember it, at our events, there is always someone who probably has a very similar path to what you are going through and just let the Holy Spirit work. Just show up and just see what happens.
Well, that's great encouragement for sure. Stephen, I'm very excited to see Young Catholic Professionals continue to grow, to thrive here in Portland under your leadership. We'll be praying for you, the whole team, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.